For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
On Fox News Sunday, incoming acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the president's decision to withdraw troops from Syria, suggesting outgoing Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was not the right man for the job.
This is not something that was done sort of at the drop of a hat. The president's been working on this for 2 years, so it's unfortunate that it came out the way that it did, but this was not a snap decision, and it's not a surprise to anybody because it's exactly what the president said he was going to do.
And on CNN's State of the Union, Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul praised the president's decision to get out of Afghanistan.
You get these generals, and they'll say, oh, if we bring the troops home from Afghanistan, that's precipitous also. It's like, we've been there 17 years. How does it become precipitous?
Patrick Shanahan is the man President Trump has named as acting defense secretary as Jim Mattis leaves on January 1st. He's currently deputy defense chief. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
A tsunami that hit coastal towns in Indonesia last night killed more than 220 people and left more than 800 injured. Simon Boxall, a principal teaching fellow at the University of Southampton's National Oceanography Center, says the international community needs to step in and help.
To provide medical supplies, to provide shelter and so on, because of course these tsunamis don't just cause loss of life, they cause loss of habitat, they cause loss of houses, people are effectively stranded in the open.
Undersea landslides apparently to blame for the tsunami. The standoff over a border wall continues in Washington. On Fox News Sunday, White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said he believes there won't be a quick agreement, but he says federal workers will get paid for now.
The paychecks, importantly, will go out on the 28th. I want everybody to understand, no one is working without getting paid. Paychecks go out on the 28th. The next pay period that is impacted is January 11th. I think that is, it's very possible that the shutdown will go beyond the 28th and into the new Congress.
The next actual session of Congress is set for Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
3, 2, 1, 0.
After weather delays and problems with the rocket itself, billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX launches a military navigation satellite called Falcon 9 from Cape Canaveral. It's the company's first national security space mission for the United States government. The $500 million GPS satellite made by Lockheed Martin is the first of 32 satellites under a $12.6 million Air Force contract. A man and woman who were arrested late on Friday as part of the investigation into a drone incursion at Gatwick Airport have been let go. Detective Chief Superintendent Jason Tingley.
I'm really pleased to say that we responded to that really efficiently and effectively, and that's the I'm confident that arrest was justified. And of course, over the last day or so, we have been meticulously investigating their involvement, and I am satisfied now that they are no longer suspects in this investigation.
Some 1,000 aircraft were canceled or disrupted during the chaos, which began on Wednesday evening, affecting around 140,000 passengers. An Amnesty International report claims that women receive abusive messages on Twitter every 30 seconds. Melina Marin, who leads Amnesty Decoders, an online platform that gathers data for human rights research, explains the results of the study.
The more violent tweets include death threats, rape threats. There would be tweets such as, I know where you live, I'm going to wait for you in front of your house at 9 p.m., be ready to be raped. This is incredible level of threats that should not exist on a platform like Twitter.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.